So go ahead and just say hello.
Hello.
So Lexi and I have known each other since we were, what, like 5 years old? Did we ever determine how long it's been?
Yeah. I think it was like kindergarten, honestly.
Yeah, because our brothers knew each other really early. I think it was like 5. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fun story. I fucked everything up when we tried to record last time. And I went to go edit, and literally it just said error, and I was like, what? And it all went away. So, first of all, I want to start with saying I'm so sorry that happened. We had a really good conversation, but I'm going to try to organically make it happen again. So I figured we could just share really quickly. We did share like certain memories of the last time we did this, and I was wondering if you had another one you wanted to share of like us growing up together, like something funny.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. There's so many because there's so many years. Oh, okay, here's one. So I don't remember what year this was, but one time Emily got a new puppy and I was living like 3 blocks away still at the time, and naturally it was like January or something. I don't know. I guess it's Cleveland, so it could have been pretty much any month of the year, but it was icy and snowy, and I was so excited about this new puppy that I put on my rollerblades,
Oh
as
my
one
God.
does when it's icy out, and went through her house and promptly can we swear? Yeah, we can swear, I
Yes.
remember. Promptly ate shit on her hill in the front yard in the ice and broke
Oh
my wrist.
my God.
Do you remember?
I do. I forgot
Mostly
until
only
this
broken
moment.
bone.
Yeah, you broke your wrist at our house, and then Michael broke his finger at our house.
Yeah, it was pretty much just where everyone got hurt all the time,
Oh
apparently.
my God. yes, I do remember that. Mine is we were I don't know if you remember this. This was so random, but we were house sitting for the Thompsons, one of our family friends,
Oh, yes, I remember.
in their brand new house. And
Oh my gosh.
two things happened that I remember. One, we watched the Paralyzer by Finger 11 like 150 times on MTV.
Yes.
And this is like the first time I'd ever heard that song, and every time I hear it now, I think of you. And then their fucking dogs would not stop shitting everywhere. And this house is brand new. They just pooped all over the place.
Was to make sure the dogs didn't shit all over the
But
place.
like we would take them out and we were so good about it, but they just kept pooping everywhere. It was so nasty.
Good times. Do you remember what we did with about the smell? Because I do.
What did we do?
We used hairspray to
Oh
try to cover up because it was like that one brand that kind of smells like grapes. I know I hate it because I'm still
Oh
traumatized by that smell.
Oh shit. Yep, I remember that. You moved to Texas pretty soon after you graduated. And you talked a little bit about what you do down there.
Okay, I'll kind of re-answer it. I am currently in Albuquerque, New Mexico for my job. I work in manufacturing and I travel a lot. So, for the last month I've been in Albuquerque, but before that I was in Houston and Atlanta, and I'm technically based out of San Antonio, but I haven't been there a long time. So, and on a day-to-day I work in quality assurance for a manufacturing company.
I wanted to ask you a question I didn't ask you last time, which is it weird being a female in the STEM industry? Like, do you find that to be kind of like a rough area, or do you find that more women are starting to like become more interested in STEM?
So, yeah, it's definitely still very male-dominated field. There aren't very many women in the plant, and something, I mean, obviously a lot of people these days are more aware of, like, being, you know, respectful towards women, and, like, a lot of light has been shed on the topic in recent years, which is awesome, and we've made good progress with that, I think. But one thing people maybe don't always think about is that in a manufacturing facility, you have some of those, like, more, I don't know how to describe it, but there are people that have been here for 20, 30, 50 years, and those tend to be the people that you see issues with. So, yeah, I definitely take my fair share of, you know, I don't know the right words to say this, but it can be frustrating being a young female working in a factory. There are times that I feel that I'm not, and I don't want to, like, say anything that is going to make my company sound bad or anything, because it's not that at all. But, yeah, it can be tough, but I think as long as you, like, kind of know who you are and hold your ground and hold other people, especially men, accountable for, you know, respect and expectations and freaking law for that matter, that it's very doable. And I highly encourage women to get into manufacturing if that's something that interests them.
That's such a great answer. And yeah, I don't think it's your company at all. I think it's just the nature of, you know, the science and technology, you know, industry. It's not very female geared. And that's why there's so many things that women are trying to do to make it that way. And it's cool that you are, you know, one of those people.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a work in progress, but.
So you're traveling a ton. Can you talk about how that's been for you? And if you want to talk through a little bit of how you're self-caring through those inconsistencies.
Yeah, definitely. So traveling is something not super new to me. I traveled with my family and stuff, but traveling for work is a totally different game. You're taken out of your element, you're taken out of your routine. And I personally, in the past and still currently, and probably will always, struggle with pretty severe anxiety and depression. And it comes and goes, and I do my best to stay on top of it, but I know, like, from what I've read about those two specific illnesses, is that routine is something that can help you a lot. And so traveling is, like, that's obviously the first thing that gets disrupted is your everyday routine. You wake up in a different bed, you're eating different food, you're in a different place, new environment, new people. And so for me, self-care during that time, being away from my apartment and my safe places and my happy places, it is really important that I still take the time to do the things I would normally do, be it work out, meditate, read, write, whatever it is, because if I don't, I definitely can, it'll start taking a toll on me. And I think that's something people talk about a lot, is just how traveling, like, it's tiring, it's exhausting, it takes a toll on you. And I completely agree. And it did for me, but I think, the best thing you can do to avoid that is to just stick to your routine.
WAG makes dog ownership easier for everyone by connecting dog owners with dog lovers in their community. With WAG, you can hire on demand for dog walking, dog sitting, or dog boarding services 7 days a week. Our dog Fenton gets a WAG at least 2 times a week while Jacob and I are at work. We have our preferred walker, shout out to Marlo, who is always willing to come walk Fenton for a half an hour. It tires him out, he gets to use the potty, and I feel less guilty for leaving him home alone. To get your first walk free, use promo code EMILY7275 on the WAG app. That's Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, 7275. WAG is like having a trusted, dog-loving neighbor or friend at your beck and call. Schedule a WAG today. Fenton, do you have anything to say about WAG? He just walked away from me. So you talked a little bit about how you were self-caring through inconsistencies and how that routine has been really helpful for you. And I know that seeing your family is maybe part of that routine for you. And your family's super close and you guys have been through so much stuff. Like, I can't even, it's like a laundry list of shit that just never ends. And I was wondering if you could talk about, how that move kind of either made your, you know, family stronger, which I hope it has, and maybe just like navigating through the feelings of being really homesick.
Yeah, definitely. So just to touch on like what you said, for maybe people that don't know me, which is probably pretty much everyone. So in the past like 6 years alone, my brother was in an accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. My mom went through breast cancer, and my dad's had a whole host of health issues as well, including some near-miss heart attacks. And even more recently, like, we've had some other stuff happening in our family, and it's been a rough, like, yeah, last, like, 6 years, 7 years. So that and everything we went through with those things made us really close, for sure. And I feel way closer to, like, my family than I think I observe a lot of people our age are. And so moving away definitely hit me with the homesickness more than probably a lot of people that are just ready to get out. But fortunately, I think one thing, probably the main thing I noticed when I moved away and just got out of my little safe zone in Ohio for the first time in my life, is that it really helps you figure out what's important to you. And unsurprisingly, my family was that most important thing. And so I think just being in constant contact with them, even when the friends that I got used to seeing every single day started kind of falling off my radar and work kind of started taking over my life, and a lot of things changed. I stopped in Columbus when I was just graduated and stuff. I was bartending. I was doing a whole lot of different things just with my life. I was involved in a lot. And so once my whole world kind of was different, it definitely came back to those roots, most important things, and for me that was family. So even though I didn't really get to see them, I definitely maintained very close contact with them, and I'm so glad I did, because when you're out on your own, you can be really vulnerable to just being influenced by like whatever your new environment is and your new people and stuff. At least that's how I felt. So making sure you kind of stick to your roots and keeping your priorities straight becomes important.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And then last question I have for you, and I know the last time I asked you this, you were like, oh, I feel like it's going to contradict everything I said, but I want you to answer it kind of the same way you did last time. What advice would you give that 22-year-old woman in STEM who just graduated and is like looking to expand her experiences and gets a job offer 2,000 miles away from home? What would you tell her?
Mm-hmm. I would tell her, absolutely do it. It has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, and I cried for months. And actually, my mom went through this when she graduated college from Cincinnati. She moved to Texas, and I remember her telling me, like, oh, yeah, I cried for months. And I was just like, what do you mean you cried for months? Like, I can't cry for months. That's awful. And then I was like, whatever. Like, I know what I like to do. I'm just going to get happy hour with my coworkers after work, and like, I'll just have gym friends, blah, blah, blah. I thought I had it all figured out. And you don't. Like, you really don't. When you first move to a new place, it's hard to make friends. It's hard to figure out who your people are, what you even like to do without all your friends that you're used to hanging out with kind of making half those decisions for you. And so it is so tough, and you might cry for months, but it is the best thing you could ever do for yourself, because it will eliminate any possibility that you just compromised and settled for something that wasn't going to let you get to your full potential and wasn't going to let you realize your own happiness. For me, that was necessary. If I was ever going to know, you know, that I am actually super passionate about like reading and podcasts and writing, actually, I don't think I ever would have like been living the life that I'm living now and felt as fulfilled and happy as I am now if I never would have broken out of my comfort zone and kind of let go of some of those, like, I don't want to call them cheap thrills, but cheap thrills of being comfortable in a city that you've just always known and always been in. So if you see that opportunity, I would say go for it. If, you know, it's going to be tough, but I promise you're strong enough to do it, and you will be amazed how much you learn about yourself.
Girl, I'm so fucking proud of you. Like, you are doing the thing. You are like on this Eat, Pray, Love journey. You are just killing it. And I'm so, so excited to see everything that you continue to do. And I'm so appreciative that you took time to kind of tell your story on the pod. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to me.
So if you want to drop, do you remember your Instagram handle?
I know it's Lexi Elena.
Okay.
L-E-X-I-E-L-E-N-A. I don't remember if there's like a little underscore or not. I don't think there is.
I don't think there is, but if there is, I'll just post it on Instagram, so we'll be fine.
Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect. Love it.
Cool. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.